The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Today's episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There is brought to you by Dow Vineyards and Winery, an exceptional wine tasting experience just a few hours outside of LA. Immerse yourself in beautiful views, world-class wine, and feeling like you are part of the Dow family. Go to dowvineyards.com/don't make me come back there for an exclusive offer for backseaters. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Justin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in my studio slash kitchen slash dining room and adjusting his mic slash burping into the mic.
Didn't think it was going to be that loud.
Is one Stephen English, stand-up comedian, co-host of this and producer of this podcast. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Welcome to our little podcast that could. Backseaters, it's nice to have you. It really is.
Great to have you.
It's wonderful.
Didn't have you yesterday, and I was so sad.
Yeah.
But now I have you now, and I'm so happy.
You were weeping like a Niners fan.
Oh, yeah. Bay Niner Area, gang. Bang, bang.
Niner fans, my...
Bunch of dorks.
Condolences.
Nah, not mine.
Bunch
of dorks.
No, here's what I can do. I can offer you my sympathy.
Right.
And my condolences.
Right.
And I can let you know... Good news. Tickets are officially on sale for my show in Oakland, California on May 24th, which I know Oakland is not San Fran. I'm not that dumb.
Right.
I'm familiar with East Bay.
Also, you know that it's
a South Bay.
It's also like three counties away from where they actually play.
Right.
Because of the San Francisco 49ers of Santa Clara County.
We live in San Diego. I believe that the stadium is the exact halfway point between here and San Francisco proper.
It's basically Fresno.
Their stadium is a bathroom stop. If I'm going to the wharf.
Yeah.
It's the exact, hey, kids, get out.
Yeah.
That's not true. Tejon Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so, sorry about that Super Bowl to you guys. But if you guys want to come to that, you're welcome to do so. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I sure did.
What were your thoughts and emotions and reflections?
Okay. So I'm in a group chat with a bunch of dudes, dudes I've known. Right. I haven't made a friend.
I'm not on
outside of you and Mal. I haven't made an actual friend since I was like 24.
Now, you mean Cash or Mal?
Right. Insider.
Yeah.
I've known these people since I was like for 25 years, like 20 years, I've known them for like a long time. And I don't like seeing any of them like, I like seeing them happy, like on big stuff.
Right.
They get married. They have a kid.
But not on sports.
But I don't like to see them happy on anything else.
No, because you are a long-suffering sports fan yourself.
Yeah, buddy. And I just moved over to the Dolphins.
Right.
Fins gang. Bang, bang.
Well, you do have Mizzou.
They got good, and then they got real bad.
It's too bad because you lived in Missouri for a while, so you could have adopted Kansas City. But when you were there, that would have been...
My dad's from Kansas.
Oh, man. Which is where Trump thought Kansas City... Okay, first off, hilarious. Second off, you know how many... People are giving him too hard of a time for that. You know how many people make that mistake.
Yeah, but you know how many... You know how few of them are the president of the United States of this country?
True. Also... He's the president that we have right now. We know that. We like don't. I'm not. If you don't think that like Bush made very similar mistakes, there's tons of little faux pas like that or like little. But also, Kansas City is almost Kansas. It's right there, right?
There's a Kansas City on both sides.
Yeah, maybe that's what he was talking about.
Maybe. You know what? Benefit of the doubt. There's a Kansas City on both sides.
This is the first time on this podcast that I've ever been a Trump defender.
But, right.
I was watching the Super Bowl. I was rooting for. A good game.
Yeah.
I wanted Richard Sherman to win and the Niners to lose. And what ended happening was not only did the Niners lose, they lost probably because of Richard Sherman. A lot of it
because of Richard Sherman, yeah. Richard Sherman probably should not be playing football.
We are not a sports podcast, but five targets, five catches,
yeah,
and three really bad highlights. Yeah. Ankles broken.
Yeah.
That replay they kept showing with his face in the ground.
Yeah.
And he gave up a touchdown.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. Like, Super Bowls, again, we don't talk a lot of sports on here, even though we sure could. It's like everyone's like talking about, oh, Andy Reid and the big collapse and da da da. Oh, and, you know, Shanahan with the collapse. Jimmy G doesn't overthrow that touchdown, does the game's over.
No. You're talking about
the one to like Sanders in the fourth quarter. He overthrew a touchdown, like a wide open, I think it was Sanders, by 4 yards.
Yeah, but it's also because he didn't want any of what was going on in that period of the game.
Jimmy G looked real shook.
Jimmy G didn't want none of that. That's what you call, you don't want none of that smoke. Yeah, he didn't want none of that, dude.
Jimmy G looked real shook, and Shanahan was playing the game like he was shook, too.
Yeah.
It was like, I've never watched a game, like, because you expect that in Super Bowls. Like, Super Bowls really just bring out drama like that. I've never watched a game where the quarterback went in with a chance to make the comeback that I've had less confidence in. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, well, this game's over.
Yeah.
And then when he did that two-handed shove pass on fourth down, I was like, Jimmy's earning those G's.
Yeah.
But you know what? Win or lose, no matter what, Jimmy G, you will always be the background on my mom's phone.
He's so, a handsome fella.
Distractingly attractive.
A handsome fella.
Yeah. I was out with Taylor in Raleigh, and I was like, and we were watching the Niners game at the club, and I was like, look at that man. And she's like, oh my. She was like taken aback.
Yeah.
And I was like, and it's debatable on whether or not he's even the most attractive of the 49er quarterbacks in history, you know? And then I showed her a picture of Joe Montana, and she was like, oh, because that's like very 80s handsome.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I showed her a picture of Jeff Garcia and the clear winner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to love a hairline that starts and then immediately finishes.
You got to love a good sickly athlete.
Yeah.
You got to love a good sickly jock.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, I hope if you watch the Super Bowl, you enjoyed it. Again, my condolences to those Bay Area fans. I'm glad that you got to watch
it. You get none of mine.
Well, you're not promoting the show up there.
You get zero of my condolences.
Speaking of promoting, today's episode is with hilarious comedian Dennis Regan.
Yeah.
Dennis is a very, very funny comic. You can follow him on his various socials at Dennis Regan. That's R-E-G-A-N 333. He's got those 3 3s on there on Twitter and Instagram. I met Dennis years ago. I was middling at Tacoma Comedy Club, and he was headlining, and we just hit it off.
Yeah.
Me and Dennis, we have had a loose professional friendship for several years now, right, where we don't talk to each other for a lot of years, and then we do, and we're like, oh, it's good to see you, and then we take a couple years off again.
Yeah.
That's not entirely true. Dennis has actually always been very kind and very helpful to me. Early on in my comedy career, when I would go up and do shows in L.A., he would like crash at his house. That was very nice of him. He's a very nice man.
Because you smell.
I smell.
You have an active smell.
No. That sounds like an insult, but what he means there is I smell things. He means in a verb format.
Right.
I smell a lot of stuff. I almost like I'm snooping when I go to your house.
He's always sniffing at your giblets. It's like we know each other, Dustin. Get out of there.
Yeah. So he was in Vegas when I was in Vegas, and we recorded this episode here. And I hope you guys enjoy it. We talk about the things we talk about on this podcast. We talk about family stuff. Yep. We talk about holidays. Because it was right on Thanksgiving. We talk about what their families do on their various holidays. We talk about comedy. We do talk about Vegas because we're there. Yeah. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I like Dennis, and I could hang out with him a long time. We did this in his hotel room at the Rio because he was performing at the Comedy Cellar, which is a nice club. The Rio, he was real cash. He was sitting on his
sign. Just looks bad.
He was sitting on his couch in his room, and he had some shorts on.
Okay.
And those shorts were doing the thing that you do when you put your leg up. I mean, it was we had a connection, me and him.
Turn your head and cough real quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this from here. Save you a doctor's visit.
Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy this episode with Dennis as much as I enjoyed getting to see him and record it. I was happy to have him on the podcast, and I was happy that we were there together. So a couple other things that we want you guys to do. First off, how was your set? You had a set tonight. You came from Blind Lady.
Blind Lady Ale House.
Our San Diego listeners, just so you know, there's a guy in our town named Connor Loffman, and he runs the hottest shows.
I think it's Loman.
Is it?
I think it's Loman.
That might make sense. Yeah. I just always assumed Loman.
With a G.
Yeah. But you know what? Some people you respect enough not to say their last name.
He's like Shakira.
He's like Shakira.
Right.
Absolutely. Oh, that was so...
I laughed about it in the shower this morning.
Everybody mocked it, but then apparently it had like some cultural significance.
I don't care. I thought about it this morning in the shower, and I honestly, I laughed. I did it to myself, and I did it, and then I laughed again. I took a 10-minute shower this morning because I could not stop laughing. It was just so... Oh, it was so funny.
It was so planned, too. Like,
oh, yeah. She knew what the camera was at. She was playing to the camera. She knew where camera one, camera two.
What were your thoughts on the halftime show? What, keep in mind, we're a family-friendly podcast.
No, I mean, it is. I know people say, there's so many hot takes where it's like, the only good halftime shows were like this and this. It's like, dude, the halftime shows, for the most part, are like supremely talented people doing things that are... very, you know, that are difficult. It's like they put a lot of work and pageantry into it. I think, honestly, if they stopped doing it, I wouldn't mind at all.
Right. I don't remember one that I've really cared about.
I think the Bruno Mars
Bruno
one.
Bruno Mars one was my
fantastic.
Favorite. Yeah. Well, he's that's because he's the best.
He's our generation Sammy Davis Jr.
He is one of the few things that we can all agree on.
Yeah. No one, it's very uncontroversial.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Yeah. Yeah.
So just like, you just gotta like, but I mean, obviously everyone points to Prince because Prince's was great.
Right.
But it's also.
But we didn't get Prince in his prime either.
Right. He's also singing. Yeah. He's singing songs that were like 30 years old.
We got Bruno Mars in his prime.
Right.
That's what I was joking with Melissa. I was like, do you have to have a Vegas residency before you can do the halftime show now?
I mean, pretty much. Yeah. I think
next year's Donnie and Marie. After that's Penn and Teller, we're just doing a magic show.
Right. That would actually be pretty boss.
I did see one person post like, oh, these are two women in their prime. There was like, in their prime.
No.
These two were popular when I was in high school. Trust me, I remember.
Yeah, Shakira. Shakira is still, she's still a prime beef.
Yeah.
But she's not in a prime.
My dad had a poster of J-Lo when that game at the fair, or when you go to a fair or something, you throw a dart and you get whatever you hit. There's a posters one, and it was like, and then I remember it was so, it was, there was like, like, this is at the Puyallup Fair, you can do it at a trot, not every episode,
no.
there was like maybe 50 posters, and like 24 of them were Linkin Park.
Okay.
And
tracks.
Another 24 of them, or maybe like 10 of them were ICP.
Very much tracks.
Another, yeah. What am I at, 35 right now?
34.
Another 14 were Creed.
Okay.
And one J-Lo.
Right.
And that J-Lo was like top left, hard to get. And there were so many middle school boys.
Just...
throwing darts to the top left. I got it, and I came home and I gave it to my dad.
what a mensch. What a mensch. So many kids going for J-Lo, and they walked home with the Linkin Park poster. How mad were they?
Oh, yeah, or ICP. Ugh. Oh, man. The Creed one, of the singers, Scott Stapp, the lead singer of Creed, is the one who looked the most like J-Lo.
Out of my
depth. Out of my depth.
Yeah, you're way out of my depth, buddy.
This was a very 03 reference, all of that. So, yeah. Anyways, you're set at Connor Lohman.
Yeah.
He runs a great show here on Monday and a great show here on Thursdays as well. So, but how was your set? You had a good set?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Really good. I had a good time. It's a good crowd. It was like, it's very... it's very conscientious.
Like it's a woke crowd?
It's very woke.
Yeah.
And you have to like, you know, like I did a I said a joke about I said the line that like, you know, basically it was like all rescue pit bulls will be dead in 8 years,
mm-hmm.
which is true. And a girl was like, "Oh." And I was like, "Hey, you know what? Like it's
right.
Everything died. Like, you're a grown woman.
Yeah.
Like, you know that's a fact.
It's like the Key and Peele sketch. Like, oh, we're all going to die. What?
Yeah.
You didn't know?
Yeah. It was, so you have to, you don't have to tread carefully, but you do have to, like, you know that there's going to be a certain point where you're going to have to counter, like someone's gonna, there's gonna be a reaction,
yeah,
that you, to a joke that you know that like has worked before, and then you know it's gonna be a reaction, so you have right. to like know, okay, I have to like react to this reaction right. every once right. in a while, which is still fun. And it's,
I'm glad you
and
got
it's
up, very, and that's in your neighborhood, so
it is,
and it's right there, so I'm glad you were able to go up and do that. So speaking of shows, segue, I mentioned this earlier, but if you guys have any interest in coming out and seeing me do stand-up comedy, you have some opportunities, one including this Sunday in Spokane. Spokane, Washington, at Spokane Comedy Club. February 26th, we are at Zany's Comedy Club in Nashville, Tennessee. February 27th, I'm going back to Raleigh. That's the next day there, at the Improv in Raleigh, North Carolina. These ones just got added. April 3rd and 4th, Wise Guys Comedy Club, which is it's West Jordan, but that's like, it's like an area of Salt Lake. It'd be like, it'd be in like, it like a... would be Escondido or whatever.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
So Wise Guys clubs are unbelievable, actually. Yeah. They're some of the best clubs in the country. They have three of them. And I'm doing the one in West Jordan there. So check that out. Also, I'm going to be headlining the Ontario Improv on April 16th. Tacoma Comedy Club, seven shows, May 14th through 17th. And May 24th, we just added this one as well. Tickets officially on sale. I think we might have mentioned this last week at Starline Social Club in Oakland, California. That is a small venue. That's like 60. So hopefully to add a second show, so buy your tickets soon on that one.
Yeah. You only have 4 months left, so
yeah, well, if you, you know, if it sells out quick, we'll add a second show. That's a Sunday. That's because, you know, that's what I am for the most part. I am a you know what, I'm gonna stop self-deprecating myself. There's a couple full weekends on there,
yeah, man,
but in certain markets you give me an off night. That's where I'm at. Go to DustinNickerson.com/shows for those. Also, our Patreon is officially up and it is booming.
Yeah.
By that, I mean it's doing okay. Right. And I think the people who are part of it really like it. Our Patreon is up and running. You know, there's going to be a link to it in our description here.
Yeah.
But it's Patreon.com/ don't make me come back there. A few different levels on there, but the basic idea of it, guys, is if you want some more bonus content and some more interaction and to be a more kind of vibrant member of this this podcast, then that's the place to go do it. Starts as low as $5 a month. Extra content on there right now is our monthly five questions or 10 minutes with a one Stephen English. An interview review that I did based on our interview with Bob Goff, where I went and re-listened to the episode and I kind of walked you through some of my thoughts and expectations and stuff going through there.
Yeah.
And then also, if you guys sign up by Thursday,
right,
then you're going to have an opportunity to send in some questions as we form the five questions in 10 minutes with a guest. I'm not going to tell you, but one of our guests for next month. It's a repeat. No, I am going to tell you. We're going to have another upcoming episode with Taylor Tomlinson, who has a Netflix special coming out in March. And so I'm going to be in Spokane with her this weekend. Right. And if you guys want to help kind of be a more active part of this and like, hey, I have some questions that I would love her to add, I would love to get asked. Hop on Patreon.
Get out there.
That's the spot to do it.
Can I get a password? Do I have to give money?
I know. I actually was thinking about how you're not on there. Yeah, I bet I can send you the login.
Can I be an admin?
No, I think you should just post from the same one that I do, right? And then I just always sign it as host Dustin, and you can be producer Steven. Right. We've gone away from those titles a little bit, but I use them in all the emails.
I use it in my day-to-day.
So check that out, guys. Yeah. With that being said, we have two emails for parenting advice.
Let's do it.
Bad parenting advice or parenting advice that probably won't work out or whatever. We've never named this segment.
You've
well.
Named it. You Which, were the one that named it.
Here we go. This email right here is from Michael. Hey, guys. Love the podcast. Just the other day, I was taking my hoodie off and my shirt came off with it. I cracked up laughing. Not my situation, but all I could do was think of you and doing this in a plane. That's a shout out to an episode with Zoltan.
It's like early. It's like...
That's probably one of the funniest, like, that's probably one of the things that people bring up to me the most after shows. Like, people, I've had, like, just people after shows not even mention that they like the podcast. Like, be careful taking your sweatshirts off. And I was like, all right.
They just know.
You know what? Some people like seeing hairy nipples. They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. Okay, here we go. Ready? I have a parenting theory that you can either be a smart parent or a fun parent, but can't be both at the same time. Example. My kids enjoy painting crafts.
Okay.
I'm a fun parent, getting them set up and letting them paint.
Okay.
I'm not a smart parent because now I have created more work for me by supervising them, cleaning them up, cleaning the mess up. If I would have said no to painting, I'm a smart parent because less work, but not a fun parent. Do you think this theory holds up? Thanks again. So that question is from Michael. The basic question is here, can you be a smart parent and a fun parent?
Okay.
First answer, no.
Right.
Smart people, boring.
Super boring.
I don't know a single smart person that I enjoy their company.
Steve Jobs wore the same tank, or what is it, turtleneck every day.
Every day. So every day. That's that. You know, my general take on that, of course, as you would think, I say this as a fun person, but a smart person,
yeah,
is I don't think you can be both. Because right. I don't think people realize that to be a fun person, it takes work.
Yeah.
It takes some creative energy.
Sure.
And by the end of me burning all that creative, I didn't even get time to read a book. You know, I just invented six games on the trampoline for my kids. You think I got time to read a book?
Right.
You think I got time to understand biology?
Right.
Or whatever things I need to know? You think I got...
You
think I have time to understand what the Dow is?
Right.
I mean, Dow Winery, I know.
Gosh, I was going to... Yeah, right.
But, you know...
Bull market, bear market, who cares?
Yes. Yeah. Trump's a lot of fun, and he's a lot of dumb. And yeah. I think that that's what I'm striving for as a dad. A lot of fun, a lot of dumb.
Right.
I may not know that Kansas City is in Missouri,
right,
but I'll tell you what, if we're there, we'll have a good time. Whether I'm in Missouri or Kansas, we're going to have a lot of fun. A lot of fun, a lot of dumb. That's like my new motto right there. A lot of fun, a lot of dumb.
Right, yeah. It's like Anna Nicole Smith.
What?
I don't. That's
what,
not,
where are you at right now?
It's not controversial.
No, it's just of all the references to make, of all the people, did you just want to not say like someone who's currently in the limelight?
I've honestly been thinking about you this. Like I've said
You've been
this
thinking about Anna Nicole Smith a lot?
About you.
About me.
Every single person I say, he's kind of like an Anna Nicole Smith. Just imagine Anna Nicole Smith 3 inches shorter.
That's
wearing glasses.
Everything else is
the
same.
Exactly
everything
same.
Else is
glasses
the...
and shorter, and everything else is exactly the same.
Here's what I would recommend. I would recommend this not only as parents, but you really in a relationship, you need a fun and you need a not dumb. And Melissa is the not dumb.
Right.
She's a little bit of fun, but she's a lot of not dumb.
Right.
And I'm a lot of fun and a little bit of not dumb. So it's like a balance. It's a real yin-yang situation.
Right.
Like when you look at the yin-yang, people sometimes think, oh, it's balanced. Remember, the black has a little dot of white, and the white has a little dot of black.
See,
I have a little dot of intelligence. Wait. What's amazing is that somehow this is our worst answer to an email yet. I don't know how we outdo ourselves, this one we've done it. We've managed to do it.
I mean, a little bit of dumb, a little bit of fun.
A little bit of dumb, a little bit of fun. Oh, man. Please, someone leave us a podcast review on that. By the way, speaking of podcast reviews, before we get to our next question, you guys are killing it right now on the podcast reviews. They're very, very funny, and sometimes they got a little bit of heart to them, too. This person responded to this one right here. This is from Kaiser 97 Chica. I've been listening to Don't Make Me Come Back There since. Yeah, you heard it. Kaiser 97 Chica.
All right.
Ever since I heard Dustin as a guest on Annie's pod, and I've absolutely loved it. You can always expect a good laugh with random bits of surprisingly thoughtful insight sprinkled in. A little bit of dumb.
That's me. She's talking about me. Those.
You're
those,
not
all
even
those,
in most of the episodes.
But I'm the one that sprinkles in the insightful stuff. She knows that. Thanks, Kaiser.
I think that's mostly our guests.
Kaiser Chica.
Now to yesterday, when I wanted to wear my jean jacket to work, but it still smelled very strong of Mexican food from going out to eat the night before. I then remember Dustin's advice about putting his jeans in the freezer to remove the smell, and so, feeling skeptical and kind of dumb, there we go.
Bada bing. Glad you felt fun.
I threw the jacket in my freezer and left it for about half an hour. When I came back to get it, the secondhand scent of enchiladas was completely gone. I'm still shook and can truly say that Dustin has changed my life. Not to mention, anytime someone says influencer, I immediately change to influenza in my mind. Keep up the good work, y'all.
I don't.
Kaiser, send us an email with your address. I'm gonna send you a sticker for that. That's fantastic.
I don't get the freezer. Was that on a different podcast?
I did it on Annie's, and I've talked about it here several times.
Are you cheating on me?
No. First off,
are you pod cheating on me?
No. First off, we have talked about it on this podcast. But if you listen to me on Annie Downs, one of the things we talk about the most is how I don't wash my jeans. You just put your jeans in the freezer, and it takes. If they smell, you put them in the freezer. It gets rid of the smell.
I just
because and you know where I get that from? The CEO of Levi's. So
I just when we got into this relationship, I didn't think we were going to have an open pod relationship.
I did. Listen, I've got a side pod. All right, you've heard of side pieces. I got a side pod. All right, here we go. Boom. One more. Okay, this one right here. The subject is multiple kids. ... How? I mean,
well, I can tell you how. How much time you got, buddy? I mean,
hey. When Shakira did that, kids were born. I mean, maybe, I don't know.
Conceived. Yeah.
Threw an F in there. So this one is from Dylan. Dylan asks, hey, Steven and Dustin. Why are you putting me in parentheses there?
Yeah, dude, because he knows what's up.
That's my cartoon on the logo. I have a question for which I would like some terrific advice. My wife and I are currently have one child, all right, like you, a boy who is 5.
Okay.
She is pregnant, I'm assuming this is your wife, pregnant with our second boy / girl.
Okay.
And is due in July when our son will be 6. Oh, first off, your poor wife, pregnant during the summer. So hot.
Yeah.
You this is your second kid. How do you not time that better, man?
Dude, it's just,
you gotta have your wife in third trimester during the winter.
It's called a calendar, bro.
I'm out. Man, Melissa, our last kid was born in February. Perfect. Melissa was chilly.
Yeah.
Real, I mean, when was Bach born?
August.
Yeah, that's a first child mistake.
July 31st.
That was a hot June. Hot July for you.
Tell me about it.
So,
I was
first off advice, Dylan, plan a little bit better. Yeah. All right. This is ridiculous. Right. I was amateur. my question is, how do / would you deal with having multiple kids? Oh, this is a question for you. Seems like one is tough enough. Thank you, and hope you come to a show in New England soon. All right. Okay. See, I feel like that part's for me, though. But maybe it's you.
Was it here? That explains why the kid was born in the summer, because they can't leave in the winter. They're inside.
Okay, he says he's from Boston-ish. So wait a minute. If the kid is coming in July,
right?
July is the 7th month.
Right.
So it was conceived in November.
Right.
So
snowed in.
No, could have been a Red Sox game.
Oh, Sox.
So you know what? I give you a pass.
Right.
All right.
Name it. If you name it Big Papi.
Not this year.
I will be.
Dustin, name and I'll think it's after me.
Hey, name it Mookie, because he's going to be a Dodger next year. This year.
Oh,
he'll be a Dodger
this
year.
Now, okay.
And we'll have something in common.
Yeah. So that's for you. That's a question for you, buddy.
Okay. So we're going to have multiple kids.
Yeah, well, Lord willing.
Me and.
What do you know? The future?
Well, you know, I mean, if we have to take some kids, we'll take some kids.
Yeah, that's fair.
We're going to have some multiple kids.
You can have at least one of mine. I'm not going to name names. The middle one. so the question is for you. How do / would you deal with having multiple kids?
Seems
like one is tough enough.
Okay. My wife's Asian. There's like a big, it's almost like an honor to be the oldest.
Okay.
And there's a lot of, so it's like the oldest kid is always like kind of like looking out for the, it's like not even like a, it's not, it isn't, it, and I think that's just the easiest way of doing it.
Right.
It just convinces all these kids.
Because as the oldest, if like your youngest misbehaves, you have to take your samurai sword.
Right.
Is that?
Yes. Vietnamese samurai swords that we all have. But I think like the easiest way to do it is to convince this kid that it's his job to be the big brother.
Okay.
And to like tell him, and this is real, this is real advice I'm giving you right now. I'm trying to give you real advice. You just tell him it's your job.
Right.
You got to take it seriously.
Uh-huh.
And you have to be the one that's going to be like the one that's helping. And then the best part is, and then you leave the kids alone.
Right.
And you go out there and party hard.
Okay. I'm going to respond. This is a question for Steven. So let me respond with two quick things. One, my thought on that is the way to have multiple kids is to really have multiple kids, but really only pay attention to one of them at a time.
Sure.
It's a neglect issue.
Sure.
You're right. Nobody should have more than one kid.
Sure.
And so you just kind of act like you don't. You're like, listen, I'm only making dinner for three, me, my wife, and whoever else gets to the table and behaves well enough.
Yeah.
So just act like you have one, see if the other two make it, survival of the fittest, other thing. Second thing, getting parenting advice about having multiple kids from someone who just had their first kid like a month ago, it's like getting tax advice from Wesley Snipes. Do not listen to this man.
No.
Do not listen to this terrible. Man. That'd do be not. Like, everything that he says is wrong.
That would be like if I had. That'd be like if I had 40 kids.
No.
And all of them were terrible.
I'm just saying what he says right now. Completely useless information. Wash it from your mind.
Right.
All
right.
And and take that water. And chill it and put it on your wife, who's going to be very hot in July in Boston.
In Boston.
All right. If you guys have more questions or emails, shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomeback@gmail.com. Don't forget to leave us reviews and ratings on iTunes, wherever you may listen to the podcast. And if you want to leave us a voicemail, you can hit us at 619-292-8787. All right, everybody, enjoy this episode with Dennis Regan.
See ya.
I'm here with Dennis Regan, live from room 1627.
When you say live, you're recording this.
No, this is live everywhere right now.
And you got the room wrong, thankfully. Just in case it was live.
People tracking them down. They don't know which tower to go into. When you walk into hotels like this, these big casino ones, and you...
Do I get mobbed by fans?
Well, I mean, that's a given. Do I get mobbed? That's a given.
It's a problem. I have to wear sunglasses and... have my entourage kind of flank me and keep me protected from everybody.
I whenever I am flying out of LAX, anytime I see someone in sunglasses and hat, I just assume that they're famous.
You go up and ask them for their autograph.
Hey, I don't know who you are, but just based on the general vibe that you're putting out, it seems like you're trying to remain hidden. That or they're hungover. Or the same.
LAX, that's a real sweet spot, isn't it? Jeepers, God.
We did, my wife and I had, like a few years ago, we went on a vacation to Kauai. It was like the sweetest gig offer in history. They said, we can bring you out. We can't pay you much, but we can give you a round trip and four nights and some spending money. We're like, well, that's why we get money anyways, is to do things like this. So. But we had to fly through LAX. Not a big deal going to it, but coming back was brutal. Like when you to come from Kauai for 4 days and then your first touch of mainland to be LAX.
Yeah. Well, you know, United Airlines has done wonderful things with their terminal there, but it seems so out of place. It's
very.
Very, 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 very nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, but it's like they're LAX is working with this tight area, and they're everybody. There's a guy in there whose job is to move from here and rip down an escalator, and he's got a clipboard, and he says, "Okay, well, move this over here." And the rental car company has, "No, you can't do that because the elevator's there." Okay, then move the elevator and put the rental car companies out on Concourse B. Well, we're gonna move the new Concourse out there. We'll have a tram go out there, and just ripped up from one end to the other.
Yeah, it's constantly under major, not like slight construction. It's under major remodel at all times.
The only permanent thing out there is the pardon our dust sign. You know, that's the only pardon our dust. We are trying to make this livable.
That's the only airport where I routinely find myself in a vehicle that is not an airplane on the tarmac.
Right, it's funny.
You're in
bus. You're in a bus. It feels like 1973 in Rome or something like that. We're taking a bus to the airplane? Yeah, hang on to the strap.
Yeah. You're weaving in between planes.
Yeah, you're about to nick the wing of a 757.
It doesn't feel like you're supposed to be out there.
Yeah.
Well, do you fly here or do you drive out?
I drove yesterday. It was a really nice drive yesterday. I got up real early and came up with the sun. It's not smart to drive into the sun, generally. You know what I mean? Right? I mean, directly into the sun at sunrise is not the move, but it's mostly north. You're going north from LA most of the time. You know, did you know this? That Reno, Nevada is actually farther west than Los Angeles, California.
Is that true?
I mean, what do you think? Can we turn on the microphone so I can lie?
I mean, it sounds like a setup, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't sound like it's true, but it is if you look at it on the map because, Nevada juts out this way.
Sure.
and LA comes down. Yeah, and Reno, Nevada.
All these visuals are super helpful for the listeners.
Yeah.
Could you give me a diagram on your hands?
Well, the podcasts just aren't where we need them to be.
That is very popular right now, is watching podcasts or like watching radio. Like you'll like turn on ESPN and it's Colin Cowherd's radio show.
Yeah, and it's annoying to me, and not that, but when I have to do them, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It's not a big part of my life anymore doing radio shows.
Right.
Because I don't do comedy clubs much anymore.
Right.
And I don't even know if it's still a part of that anyway. But there was times when you had to go do 2, 3, 4 sure. radio shows yeah. in the morning, like on mm-hmm. a Friday morning. And
yeah, I still do them.
Do you do them? Yeah. And they were hard. Sometimes they're hard. Sometimes people were good at what they did. Sometimes they were bad at it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you were better than you. You know what I mean? It's different from doing stand-up. So you have to get good at it.
And, yeah.
Then they started that stuff with the cameras. Like, look, I just want to slop in here.
Yeah.
Especially, if, you know, a lot of women comedians, you know, they don't want to get dolled up.
Yeah,
they have
yeah.
to go in there. I don't need much, but...
It's already asking a lot for me to be somewhere at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
On the Friday, usually. So you're tired from the travel day.
Yeah.
And the Friday, you got to get up and do press.
Yeah.
Just let me wear sweats and a hat.
Yeah.
Just like I'm in sunglasses, like I'm a celebrity in LAX.
Well, that's the thing. Like, everything is everything. Like, a podcast is a TV show. A TV show is a podcast. The radio show is everything is everything. And I can't even make sense of it anymore.
There's TV. I mean, that goes back to like news radio. There's TV shows about radio shows. Like, it's a.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. Everything has to be everywhere. Every, like, whatever platform you have, you're expected to be on all the platforms. Like,
yeah.
If you're going to have a podcast, you have to have video clips of it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any logical sense.
I'm finding it all very exhausting, because as people are probably exhausted listening to us already.
Your posture looks exhausting.
Yeah, well, I'm making myself comfortable. But everything, just the way it just keeps changing. You got to get on, what is it, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I go to Instagram so rarely, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That every time I get there, it's a new user face. And I'm like,
what? It's a new thing to learn.
It's another thing to learn. Every time I go, oh, what, now you can pop the bubble or what? You can, oh, I can actually have live hearts flying across my face. Oh, this is great. It's too much. It's too much. I've tried to keep up with it. I mean,
yeah,
I'm kind of an old-timing man, and I...
You're regular on the tweets. Great tweets.
You too.
Thank
you,
my friend.
You too. Yeah, very, very. I appreciate your tweets. So many people just tweet what pops into their head. And I go, you know what? If you'd given that 30 seconds thought or 30 minutes thought, it could have really been pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, you were almost there.
Yeah.
They tweet premises.
Yeah.
Make a joke out of it. But you're so you drove here and you're in Vegas and you've been playing this club fairly often. You said it's one of your favorite gigs right now.
Yeah.
And for context, it is this won't be airing right now, but this is.
Well, did you mention where we were?
Las Vegas, at the Rio.
At the Rio.
Yeah, the Comedy Cellar.
The Comedy Cellar. Yeah.
Yeah. And you feel overwhelmed by the amount of things that you have to do, like career wise, like the social medias and all those type things. And do you feel like I feel like it's particularly bad because they're all right there, like they're all in my front pocket, they're all in my phone, like, hey, put out some content right now, you could be getting some likes right now, you could be,
well,
picking up or losing fans right now,
you know. I only do what I can, what I can kind of handle comfortably, you know. I don't kill myself. The people who are, I'm major league successful, you know, big league successful,
but yeah,
I've noticed that they gotta do, so they do more bull than the rest of us, you know what I mean? They
yeah.
do, but they just have to do, you know, like phoners, radio phoners, all these things, interviews yeah. with people. It's like, god, if I get successful, I want all that to go away, you know what I mean? That's what I was thinking. I would be like, you know, people just handing me things,
yeah, All that seems like a job. All that.
Yeah. Do this, do that, do this, do that. No, wait, no.
I feel that way when I see people pick up, like, if they get, like, Saturday Night Live, or, like, they, or they get, like, a writer's job. And then I look at their hours. I'm like, that's a job. I didn't, that's what I left. I don't want a boss. I don't want to have to be anywhere at any time.
Right. That's kind of the whole point of being a stand-up comedian.
My first commitment is at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And sometimes I run behind on that somehow.
Yeah. There's times when I'm doing the cruise ships, yeah. You know, and there's times when I will finish one show or, you know, just get on the ship and see my schedule. And I go, I have 72 hours before I have to do anything. I don't have to do anything for 72 hours except feed myself. You know, you'll go get, I'm like, boy, that is extreme napping.
Yeah. How do you feel?
I get things done. I'm not that, I like to get things done, but it's nice to be able to get things done in a leisurely pace.
Oh, like yeah, that, you know? Like, absolutely.
I'm going to work for 25 minutes on this bit over here, you know?
That is the thing, too, because even the things that we have to do, they don't eat up anywhere near 72 hours of work.
No, that's too much. That's too much. Sometimes you sleep so much, that... I sleep so much in those situations.
Yeah.
That, like, I'll start to have nightmares. You know, it's almost as if my brain is saying, "Look, do you want to do this or not? Because we can shut this all down. We can just shut it all down. You have a nightmare to wake you up." Okay. All right. And I'm not really lazy. I'll get up, I'll walk for an hour, I'll do that, I'm trying to do this, and then, okay, what time? And it's just 9:30 a.m. there's a lot of time left in the day here.
Yeah.
And I have the night off. And
does it feel, I haven't done cruise ships, but that's because I'm like afraid of, I get really seasick very easily. But I've always wondered, is it like, do you have a weird, because you're out there with families on vacation, and you're just an employee just kind of walking around, like, does it feel like you can relax and enjoy it, or you're just like a character in these people's vacation?
Well, there's two different parts of it, I'd say. There's before your show.
Yeah.
And there's after your show, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Before your show, you're in complete anonymity. It's
And
sometimes you're, it might be 3 days before you do a show. Now, there's different cruise lines, and some of them have you doing a lot of shows. Some of them have you doing very few shows.
Right.
So it's all, they're all different sort of animals. But, and then after you've done your show, if you've had great shows, which I always have great shows.
Always, right.
Just any cruise, any bookers out there.
Cruise I always bookers have, listening.
Cruise bookers listening in.
That's our prime demo.
That's where they get their comedians on podcasts. I mean, there's a shortage of comedians. Where the heck can I find one?
I'm sure we have many cruise attendees. Vacationers, you know, because we got family folks listening to this, but uh-huh. I don't know about any cruise bookers. So, but then afterwards, you know, it's back to getting mobbed.
Well, like, not mobbed. It's nice, you know. Yeah. I like it. It's when you have fun. You know what's not what I don't like is being referred to as funny man. Hey, funny man.
Yeah.
You know, come on. You know, like I'm off the clock now. I'm not going over there and sit down and. You know, I did a joke. You would appreciate this one. I tell the crowd at near the end of my set, I say, you know, if you see me around the ship, say hello. I like to see me. And if you want to tell me a joke, that's cool. I just have one request. Please make sure the joke is less than 8 minutes long.
Speaking, you were talking about, you know, people do that. And then with what I get right now on social media is I will have people messaging me their jokes or like, hey, maybe you could use this or hey, this happened. They'll just tell me these things. And it's the same. It's a lot easier to ignore on social media than it is in person.
Yeah.
But it still is a no. It'll be a long thread. I've had people like send me to their personal blogs. Like maybe you could use some of this. Like I can't use it because I'm a doctor or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I get some of that. I get some of that. And, you know, sometimes it's people that are thinking about doing stand-up and they want a little pat on the back or just a nudge that they're going in the right direction.
Right.
This is a good premise. I don't mind that. What's weird is sometimes you're like, Like I do the web series. I have a web series. Yeah, and it's like, and my fans are cool, and a lot of them just, you know, the comments are, I appreciate them. But then there's some, once in a while, a guy will like write three paragraph bit. And I'm like, wait, this is not your format to break through.
It'd be amazing if it was.
Really, somebody, a spinoff guy made it big off comments on my web series, and I'm
the
still
subtweets. The guy's got it. Well, do you were talking about that? These crowds are like a little bit. They remind you a little bit about the cruise crowds, the Vegas crowds.
I don't know if they remind me of it. There's similarities, and they're on vacation.
Yeah. But you like coming out here. You like playing Vegas. You're here Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, I am. I like the shows. I like the shows, and I like this room. I don't really do the. I don't do the Vegas thing. I'm not a gambler. Right. I'm not a gambler. I don't sit at the tables or go to the clubs or even go to the shows.
Right. Do you guys have a show on Thanksgiving?
Two shows.
You have two shows on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's when I. Well, no. I was gonna say maybe that's when we get the night off.
Well, nobody's told me about having a night off.
We get a night off and we get paid for that night.
Well, yeah?
Yeah.
Where are you working?
Brad Garrett's Club. Oh. But I'm also hosting, so.
Well, they can afford to pay you on your night off.
Exactly. That's all right. I use that term very loosely, paid. So what's the Thanksgiving plan, though, while you're out here?
Well, I'm having Thanksgiving. My ex-wife and the boys are coming out. Her and I get along now.
Yeah. How long have you been exed?
We split about 10 years ago, and the divorce was final about 5 years ago.
Yeah, I've heard it can do that. It can take a while.
Yeah, it took a long time for us to decide how to divide the debt.
Yeah, that's a different kind of alimony.
Yeah. And but they're coming, and we're gonna have Thanksgiving with Brian, my brother Brian, tomorrow, and then we're gonna go to a hockey game with Brian here. They got a great hockey team.
Yeah, here. When are you going?
Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to go to that. Me and my boy.
Keep trying.
Yeah, I know it's so expensive.
Keep trying.
It's like $150 to get in the door. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah, they're really expensive. I'm not trying to go with you.
Good.
Hey, Brian, can I hang out with your ex and your kids? No, because that's the only like time-wise game that we could go. But like Vegas is, you know, the way their sports are based is like just everybody. I've heard that's like it's a ton of away fans because everyone's like they just go and make a week of it, you know, or whatever. They go do their Vegas time.
Well, you know, too, is it like Vegas here? They have access to all these different types of shows and stuff like that. So in between, I've been to one of the games with Brian, and they're just fantastic showmanship and just, you know, they have people, I don't know if like horseback, but you know what I mean? Like sorcerers coming out and stuff like that and people riding on laser beams and stuff. It's very entertaining.
This is all at the hockey game.
Yeah, at the hockey game. And then I was at a game here where the people were down, I think they were like from Winnipeg or something like that. And, and you just, you know, not to knock, but they, you know, they're just hockey people. You know what I mean? They have a stadium there with, I'm sure it's just benches and stuff like that. And they come down and go, what the hell? This is a new team. Like, we've been trying to win the Stanley Cup for 92 years.
Intermission is Tigers playing against each other.
Yeah.
And in Vegas got, they're great too, right? They made it.
Well,
to the
they made the playoffs. They made the finals the first year and didn't win it. But I think they're not as great right now.
Yeah. Have you become a Knights fan then? Because you're out here a lot and your eyes, and I assume Brian's a fan.
No, I'm not really a hockey fan. Yeah. I haven't been able to figure out what icing means.
I love that you said that, because Seattle, where I'm from, is getting a new a team next season, and I've thought that same thing.
Wait, what?
That Seattle's getting an NHL team, and I feel like I have about a year to figure out what icing is.
That's funny.
I can't get into it's, and I've had people explain it to me, and it doesn't.
I know, and they tell you how easy it is too, how simple it is. You go, there must be.
You know, it's when they hit it down there and nobody's down there, and that's a defensive strategy. I know. I don't.
I give them that. I guess I give them that look that most women give us when we tell them, try to explain the point spread in the football game. It's, like, it's not, and I don't even mean it as a knock on women. It's like, they don't understand it. They don't want to understand it. Right. They don't understand why you would want to understand it. It's just stupid. You know what I mean?
What it is they are assuming we're working with a base knowledge that we don't have. Like that we would any, that we would understand any form of strategy of that game that is not like, hey, go put it in the, you know, because, you know, hockey and basketball and soccer, they're all the same sport, right? They are all strategy, all is all the same, you know, the goals in the same place, the way they score goals is identical, you know, inside out type stuff. They're all the same game, but there's no icing, there's no grassing in soccer. Like there's no, like there's just this one thing that hockey has that I cannot wrap my mind around. Yeah. So I'm sure we'll get a bunch of emails about this.
Yeah.
Cause we have a big fan base in Ottawa.
Filter them and then send the ones on to me that I really need to see.
Someone's going to come up. Here's our qualifications. If you're going to explain to us icing, it has to be less than 8 minutes. It has to be less than 8 minutes. Anything deeper than that. I like that. So the ex, you and the ex are friendly and you're coming with the kiddos and you guys are going to have the big Thanksgiving dinner at Brian's house. Or are you guys going out somewhere?
No, not at Brian's house.
I got it. Yeah. did you grow up having, like, do you prefer the big traditional sit down at the house or extended family? Are you like a low key holiday guy? Like what is?
Well, I love Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving is my favorite of the holidays. I like Christmas too.
Mm-hmm.
Easter I could do without. In fact, I usually do. Yeah. Easter, you know how like Easter, it comes and goes sometimes, especially when you're divorced, just, you know, or whatever, and you're like, or not married. You go into the store and you see the Easter. That's the only way you know Easter's coming is you go into the grocery store and you go, oh, look at the Easter candy. It must be Easter.
You have to go to Target.
Or if you see
that. Target your calendar.
Right. Or if you see that the Easter candy's on sale half price, you go, oh, Easter must have come and gone.
Oh, he rose.
But I like Thanksgiving. I like the idea, you know, just the food and football not the pressure of gifts and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's low key.
I'm from a large family, but we were down in Miami and most of the extended family and stuff was up in New York, so we didn't have, it was just generally us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big enough family. We had to like jury rig dining room table and, you know, add planks and stuff to it and bring in the picnic table benches from outside and make one big long thing.
You made it all into one table. There was no side kids table.
There might have been a slant to one of the tables, you know. And then
it actually just continually goes down until you have the little kids bench.
Yeah.
Do you have like, are those fond memories then growing up of like the big extended, like, because I would go to our Thanksgivings and I would be like, there weren't like I didn't have a lot of cousins my age, and so it was like
I see.
It was like it wasn't necessarily something that I really. I think I like it more as an adult now.
It was very very fond memories for me. Even
okay, now that just sounded like bragging. That's all.
Well, you know, I'm sorry you had a dysfunctional childhood. No, we had a blast. We had a blast. You know, we'd play football in the backyard.
Yeah.
When they have the parades too, right? And Thanksgiving has the parades. I remember enjoying watching the parades on TV when I was a kid, but it's not the kind of thing I ever want to go to. Yeah. You know, it's like go sit there and watch these things. I think I go about every 5 or 6 years, I'll go to a parade just to remind myself that I don't enjoy that sort of thing.
Well, you're close to the Rose Bowl one,
never
right?
Been. Yeah. I've never been.
You've never been? That's so close to where you live.
No,
so.
You just avoid the whole thing. You avoid the whole traffic.
I've never looked at like the floats or the parade and been like, that's something I want to stand in line for. Like, I'm okay to casually watch it on TV as I kind of go in and out and somebody be like, hey, honey, come look at this Simpsons one or whatever. But it's not something that I want to get up early and stand out, and they're not, it's not that in demand.
No, they work hard. They work hard on those floats too. They start working on them the The next day they start, okay, what are we going to do? We're going to...
Don't you feel like they all kind of look the same, though, at a certain point? You're like, all right. Yeah. All right, this one used this kind of flower.
Yeah. Oh, it's the Hawaiian theme. Oh, I see.
There's just only so many themes, you know? Yeah, there's only so yeah. many... You're not going to really see anything that new that you're like, oh.
Yeah, even if they're going to have a... rocket blast off from it. They can only just do it once. Yeah. You know, and then...
yeah, and there's a whole miles of parade, so not everybody gets to see the rocket blast. All right, here comes another marching band. Yeah. Oh, they're playing this fight song.
They're from northern Iowa
yeah.
as opposed to southern Iowa. That was, oh, I see. That was southern Iowa. The other one was the southern Iowa.
There's always buffers of some like random group that like won a raffle or something that gets to be in it too. You know, here's the... second team marching band from Davenport or wherever it may be.
Yeah.
You got to sit through that to see the good one 4 or 5 down the road.
And I've never been asked to be a grand marshal of any parade.
No.
And I don't see it happening.
It could be your year, buddy.
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
So you grew up in you grew up in Miami proper, or there's kind of that, or is that one of those like you're like it was Miami?
No, Miami.
Miami.
South up, Miami, I
okay.
guess.
And how many siblings?
There was 8 of us.
8 of you. Holy smoke. And where do you rank in the
I
order
am
the of
smartest.
Age and favorite? I was gonna say
smartest. You know, it's a joke I do sometimes with people that go, where do you rank it? Yeah. And I go, I'm the smartest. I'm and they go, no, I meant, and I go, I know what you meant. I mean it's a you know, they don't get my joke.
Yeah,
you know?
I got it.
Yeah.
I was about to do a joke. That's the only reason that I missed you.
Right. I was 3rd in age.
Uh huh.
Same like as favoritism. My father, he never showed any favoritism. At least he never showed any favoritism to me.
Somebody was getting that favorite love.
Maybe the rest of you guys felt some favoritism, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, I could just picture you saying that. I didn't really feel any favoritism like you did. Like I feel like. Dad just reserved that for you for whatever reason. So 8, are you guys still close? Is everybody spread out geographically and relationally?
Yeah,
and
well, we're spread out geographically.
What's how far age gap is that?
You know, like, what's a funny thing is that word close. And people ask you, like, are you close with your brother? And we all get along.
Yeah.
We all like each other.
Right.
But... they don't know my problems, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't know my, I don't call them, oh, it's not a daily thing, hey, right. I got this going on. And some people, that's what close means, and like being in contact with, you know, pretty regularly. But I might see my brother, you know, I haven't seen him for 18 months, and I'll go, hey, hand me one of those beers, and we're caught up. You know? we're caught up.
Yeah, you don't call a lot to cover all the, it's not a therapist close.
You know what is kind of nice now, and as much of a pain as group texting mm-hmm. can be, and I, you know, with buddies and stuff, I tell them I don't want to be in any group texts, and
right.
I don't want to be a part of it. It's just too annoying.
Yeah.
But with my family, with my brothers and sisters, a threat will flare up, and sometimes I'm the one that starts it up, like, hey, who remembers, you know, our grandmother's cookies, you know, and
right.
stuff like that, and boom,
yeah.
boom, 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 and some fun stuff happens, and it's a nice way to stay in touch that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what my wife does with her. There's a group text called Hoagland Ladies. Hoagland's her maiden name, with her two sisters and her mom,
uh-huh.
and that's their kind of go-to anything to report on. It's like a news feed just
yeah.
for them, essentially.
Yeah.
So that does simplify. So is there one of all 8?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
How often does that get refreshed, though? Like, is there a time where nobody will post anything for like a month, and you're like, all right, I guess.
Not very often, because there's usually something to celebrate,
yeah.
somebody's birthday or...
Is there one who abuses it, who's on too much?
Oh, you want me, yes, my sister Diane.
Yeah, it's Diane. I knew there
I've
would
made
be.
A motion to have her voted off of
Did
it.
I knew there was going to be one.
And I'll tell you.
It sounds like
somebody
Diane.
Somebody needs to limit the number of hearts that she's allowed to put on. There's got to be a limit. You know what? You know what my New Year's resolution is for this coming year.
What's
2020?
That?
I am only going to communicate. I'm really going to try. I'm going to communicate all emojis. That's how I'm going to communicate everything.
Yeah.
Tweets, letters, everything. It's just going to be all emojis.
It's getting easier. I mean, yeah. Once they added the middle finger, I mean, that covers a lot of text.
3/4 of your replies.
It really has. And now also they have the little ones where they can do your face with your facial expressions too. You know what you could do is,
I haven't heard about
instead
this.
Of it's on your iPhone there, it never type anything, but you can make the one of your face and only send audio messages through your cartoon face, or not. That's fine.
great.
Just so people can feel close. You know, because I know you're not close to any of your siblings, but I think maybe a cartoon version of you.
No one needs to feel close to me.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard, maybe.
Well, then you haven't lived very long.
With the siblings, though,
that's what I don't like that word, and I'm objecting to you using
close
it.
Or sad.
No, sibling. It's just a weird word. Okay. It sounds so.
Yeah.
I like brothers and sisters, and I always use. And it's just my own little quirk.
Mm-hmm.
Sibling just seems like a something a geneticist would use.
It sounds technical.
Technical. Yeah, siblings. Yeah. It's just a weird word to me.
Sibling sounds like a word that you would use in like a science class.
Yeah,
you're right.
Brothers and sisters sounds like there's more love there.
There's more family.
Here comes my siblings.
You know what? It sounds like a term a judge would use. He's not gonna, when it has to be cold. He has to deliver a ruling regarding siblings, but he wouldn't dare attach any affection or love to it.
Right.
So your siblings and well, once you get close to them, I'll start calling them brothers and sisters.
All right.
That? Once you start giving them your problems. So everybody, I've always curious. So I had one sibling, and we are. I don't know. I had one sister. I'm sorry. I'll switch. That when I'm talking about one, even more, I should just say my sister. But I had one sister, and we, like, because like the nature of like our childhood, which was like our parents split, and then split when we were pretty young. I was like 5. She was like 7. We were with my dad, and my dad worked like crazy hours, and so we became pretty independent pretty early. And so we were close and kind of remained close almost in the same way that like you kind of just went through something fairly intense with somebody.
Yeah.
So it's like comics, you know, like comics were close just because we do this thing that nobody else can relate to.
Yeah.
So with 8, though, I've always like 7 brothers and sisters, totally like the youngest and the oldest were raised by different people, essentially.
There was 18 year difference there.
That's like a distant cousin, right? Like the youngest and the oldest. I mean, I always feel like when somebody says that it almost feels like an irresponsible amount of children to have, or like the way they all relate to each other has to be.
Well, they fed us.
That's good.
They fed us.
Yeah.
Well,
the 18-year-old was probably feeding the youngest one at that point.
No, he was gone. He was kicked out of the house by then.
Okay. So do they like pair off then? Are there like are there groups within the group? Brother-sister dynamics in big families are so interesting to me.
Well, no, they don't pair off. At different times, it would be different pairings. Like, Pat and I went through high school together.
Mm-hmm.
Brian and I both do stand-up, so we're kind of close because of this.
Sure.
That kind of thing. I have 2 brothers who were firemen, but they weren't the same age.
Right.
And my older brother, I've lived with him. You know, there's been times when, but there's no real pairings off.
Seasonal groupings.
Yeah. And my sisters, they get along now, but they were the ones that were at odds with each other more than the brothers were.
Okay. Was this because of the group text? Was this Diane?
No, it was because of Diane.
Yes, Diane.
It's Peggy and Diane. One time we were on a flight my dad worked for Eastern Airlines. We could fly for fairly free, you know, and stuff like that. So we flew around more than most people did back then. And
same, my dad worked for Alaska Airlines.
If there was a couple of seats in first class, my mom and dad would sit up there, and we would sit in the back.
Nice.
And one time they had to go back, and they'd go to, the flight attendant went to my dad and said, "Mr. Regan, do you have two daughters back here?" And yes, I do. Well, you better come back. There's been an incident. You know, it's been an altercation or whatever she said. And one of them just punched the other one right in the mouth. There was blood all over the place. That was the girls.
That was Diane?
Well, I forget who punched who. I forget who punched who.
Either way, it seems like Diane might have instigated.
Well, we you know, the guys, we'd have our fights, but generally wouldn't be in, you know, when we were on the flight. You know, we could hold off.
Right.
And there, it just happened.
Yeah. Do your kiddos fight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big throwdowns? The boys? Like, does it get physical?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them, the six-year-old, he's a madman. You know?
He's crazy.
He's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
He's, you know, full of energy.
Yeah.
Just, if there's something to break, he's breaking it.
If there's
something to dig in, he's digging it. And water, he's splashing. Don't do that. He's doing it.
You know? Yeah. Or like is he got that energy that the older two are like a little like, hey, man, just leave him alone.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. So it was 15. And what's the age? They said you six.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. The oldest boy is our biological son, mm-hmm. and Ann is my ex. She adopted the other two boys after our split.
Mm-hmm.
So they have and she kept my last name.
Mm-hmm.
So they have my last name. I'm like a father to them.
Yeah.
They don't call me dad, which is cool. They call me Dennis.
Right.
And what's kind of funny sometimes is I'll be picking up the one guy from kindergarten, and you know, they don't just let you run out. You got to point to the people there,
right.
You know, the people. So they'll say, I remember one time him saying to the teacher, "My brother's dad is here." My brother's dad is here.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll call me dad if it's easy, like, you know, like my dad's over there.
Simplified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure there would be some furrowed brows if they said, "Hey, Dennis is here to get me."
Well, They get all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on the list, but also my boy, my oldest boy, Liam. Sometimes I'm over at the house, and he'll say to his mom, "I'm going over to Dennis's house."
Yeah,
he'll call me Dennis, and I'm like, "Wait, you're the only person really in the world that can call me dad." How about? But it's because everybody over there is calling
right,
me Dennis.
Yeah.
She calls me Dennis. They don't call me Dennis. And so, but it's fun. It's nice.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys all enjoy the Thanksgiving together.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate you making some time for this.
And you're same to you.
Yeah.
Is this it? This is it.
We hit time.
Can I
you can do whatever you want.
Can I plug my web series?
I would love you to plug your web series, and we'll do it in the intro as well.
Oh, it's called That Darn Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
It's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Should I spell YouTube? YouTube.
Well, again, I appreciate you making time.
Thanks
for
having me, Dustin.
Yeah, this was really fun. It's good to see you. I appreciate, I haven't seen you in a while, so this is nice. I appreciate that you let me sleep on your couch a couple times way back when.
Oh, back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, and that we will always have Tacoma.
I sold that place, you know, that's not
there
anymore.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Was it because I stayed there? You're like, I can't, I don't want anything to do
with
this.
Well, it didn't help with the pricing.
I think I might have slept on a futon or on a recliner, actually.
No, not in my place?
Yeah. Was it a recliner?
Like a lazy boy?
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't supposed to sleep on that.
I remember I got up early in the morning, and I was heading back, and you were not upset, but you were like, oh, okay, I was. I thought maybe we'd eat some cereal and watch some cartoons or something. That's what you said. All right, you're the best. Thank you,
thank
buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you have not done so already, please rate and subscribe. Follow us on all the social medias and share with all of your friends. Also, if you want to shoot us a note, you can email us at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode and you have not done so already, please go back and listen to all the episodes we've done before. Thanks so much, everybody.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.